You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This is Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW. We've got Carmine Appice here in the Northwest from so many bands, such a pedigree. Jeff Beck, Stanley Clark, Rod Stewart, Cactus, so many others. One of the legends of heavy music and rock music. Carmine, dude, thank you so much for talking to us tonight, man.
Hey, no problem, man. I'm sorry you got to have Holy Diver in the background.
Well, you know what? It could be a lot worse, man. So you guys are in Seattle right now, correct? You and your brother Vinny are in the Northwest right now.
Yeah, we're rehearsing right now with Tony and Bobby and our singer Jim Crean, and we got in this afternoon. And, you know, normally we do this normally, you know, we have different bands from different parts of the country. You know, so the way the music business is today, you know, it's very hard to fly 5 or 6 people across country,
right,
put them up in hotels and do all that. And then what ends up happening, you end up paying the club instead of paying you because it's expensive.
Right. So what we do
is we have different bands. We have an East Coast band. We have a West Coast band in the South. And we have bands in Europe. And it works really good that way.
And so your
first rehearsal is always the hardest.
And you're literally in the bathroom right now at the practice studio.
Vinny's in there playing
Holy Diver, right? That's what we're hearing in the background right now.
Yeah, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing Holy Diver. And we just finished doing Riot from our Peace Brothers album. And we did that one. That's a Blue Murder song. And we did Mob Rules. We did Drum Wars from the album. And the next one they're going to do is We Rock. And then we'll do our title track, Sinister, from the album. So it's just working through the song.
That's
I
awesome.
I imagine we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. Who do you have playing with you guys for the live band back? I know like, you guys are playing, like literally practicing right now for the show at El Corazon right this weekend.
Yes, we're playing with Tony DeLicio and Bobby, I forgot his last name, D'Angelo, Bobby D'Angelo.
Okay.
Bobby D'Angelo, and then our singer that comes with us everywhere, Jim Crean, because he gets to fly around for nothing. His wife is a JetBlue senior JetBlue stewardess, so they fly around for nothing wherever we go. So here comes We Rock.
Oh yeah!
All right. So it's.
Hey, say
it's
what's
really
up for us.
Really fun show. Once it's all together, it's really a fun show.
That rules. Hey, so what can we expect tomorrow? Like for the drum wars that you guys have going on? Because I know it's you and Vinny. Well, you guys got dual drum sets on stage, right?
Yeah, we do. Well, basically, what we do is play songs. You know, we play songs together. We play songs individually. Like Vinny plays Holy Diver, and We Rock. I play Bark at the Moon from the Ozzy days and a heavy version of Beating Up Sexy, right?
Ah.
And then we do a song called Monsters and Heroes from our album. We do that as an encore. We do a Sabbath mash because we both played those songs. I played them at Ozzy, Vinny played them at Sabbath.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of cool stuff. Then there's some drum bits that we do, and we get a lot of audience participation. Just a lot of fun. It's a really fun show.
That sounds super rad, man. So we're going to see you at El Corazon this weekend. You know, Carmine, since we got you here, I know you got a lot of success with, like, the drum clinics and instructional sessions, and we got, like, a lot of younger kids that listen to our show. Do you have, like, a quick piece of advice for maybe one of the younger kids who's maybe picking up their first set of drumsticks or trying to jump into the drum game? Like, what's a good place to start for any of these, like, you know, 13, 14-year-old kids who might be hearing you for the first time tonight?
Well, you mean like as far as the teaching thing?
Yeah, or just like what's a good place to start? What's a good piece of advice, you know?
I can't hear the question very good, but we're doing a master class, a rock drumming master class at the Seattle Drum School on Sunday from 1 to 4.
Okay, cool.
So it's going to be a mediator there that's going to talk about ask questions about our history and, you know, the stuff that we pioneered in the drum business. And also, you know, what was it like to play with Ozzy, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then we're going to do an actual master class, 45 minutes each of teaching. And then we're going to do a meet and greet and a photo shoot with all the people that come.
So that's on Sunday at the Seattle Drum School?
Yeah, that's the one in Georgetown.
That's amazing. Hey, I got one last question.
It's open to everybody. It's like, because there's going to be questions about our career. It's going to be, it's an entertaining thing. Just like the show we do tomorrow is entertaining to the audience.
That's awesome. So it's kind of open to the public. People can show up. Seattle Drum School.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so what's on the horizon for you, Carmine? Like, I know clearly you guys are doing the Drum Wars thing.
Well, for me, there's a new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Coming out. Well, Vanilla Fudge has a song in that movie, and it's being featured in the movie. And that's a good thing. And we're also going to be on the soundtrack album, the double album on Columbia. I got a new band I'm producing and managing. They're called Kodiak. And, Greta Van Fleet is sort of like Led Zeppelin, but Kodiak is sort of like Van Halen.
Wow, okay. Awesome.
And they're young guys, and they're really great. I should get you some music for your metal show.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll definitely be looking it up tonight.
I'll get your email or something from Bobby and from Tony.
Yeah, we'll get it from Bobby and from Chase.
I'll switch over some songs.
Hey, Vinny, do you have any, or sorry, it's Carmine, do you have any last words for the Seattle, Carmine, do you have any last words for the Seattle audience before we see you guys this weekend?
I'd like to thank Seattle audiences for supporting me and my career. First time I came here was 1967, and we played here with everybody, with Hendrix, and used to play here and draw 8,000-9,000 people on our own. Played here a lot with Cactus, with Deck Club in the Peace. With Rod Stewart, and the crowds have always been great, and it's been a great place to come. So we were really looking forward to coming here because we know that people are going to rock tomorrow as we are. All right, and I would also like to send you some copies of my new Guitar Zeus record.
Yes.
Which I have Tony Franklin, myself, and Kelly Keeling singing and playing, but the guitar guests are amazing. Now, everyone from Slash to Brian May to Ingrid Malmsteen, Steve Vaughan, Richard Sambora, the list goes on and on, Weasel Zappa, Ted Nugent, Neil Sean, they're all on my record, and the next song we're going to release and do a video with is a song that features Brian May on it.
Damn.
So it's really, really cool. So,
dude, we got to get our hands on
email.
That.
I'll send you a whole WeTransfer with all kinds of crazy rock songs.
I love that. Hey, and thank you guys so much for just being here, man. It's going to be a pleasure. This weekend is going to be a rad weekend here in the Northwest with the Opeth Brothers. It's going to be a rad weekend hanging out with you guys this weekend. So thanks for being here in the Northwest, man.
Are you going to come? Can you come to the show?
Yeah, I'll be there. Well, our show's tomorrow, live tomorrow night, but I'll be there on the Sunday at the Drum School. Come hang out.
Okay. All right, cool. Hey, tomorrow's more of the entertaining rock show.
Right.
Tomorrow, But it would be nice to meet you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.